This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India should present a unique AI model to the world, reflecting the spirit of Made in India and Made for the World. He emphasized on developing Indian AI models that are ethical, unbiased, transparent and based on data privacy principles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the roundtable with Indian AI startups in New Delhi. Ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in the country next month, 12 Indian AI startups which have qualified for the AI for All Global Impact Challenge attended the roundtable. During the meeting, they presented the ideas and work. These startups are working on a diverse set of areas, including Indian language, foundation models, 3D content using generative AI for e-commerce, marketing and personalized content creation, engineering simulations, healthcare diagnostics, and medical research, among others. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a cashless medical treatment scheme for victims of road accidents soon. Mr. Gadkari said this while addressing the press conference after chairing the 43rd meeting of the transport ministers of all states and union territories and the Transport Development Council in New Delhi. The minister said under the scheme, road accident victims will be entitled to cashless treatment of up to 1,50,000 rupees for a minimum of 7 days. Mr. Gadkari said that in case of accidents on any road, the Good Samaritan helping the victim to reach the hospital will be awarded 25,000 rupees. He said that such a Good Samaritans will be termed as Rahavirs under the scheme. The Enforcement Directorate ED today conducted search operations at 10 locations in West Bengal and Delhi under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, in connection with coal smuggling syndicate. This includes 6 locations in West Bengal and 4 in Delhi. The ED said its investigation revealed that a coal smuggling syndicate led by Anup Maji was involved in illegal coal theft and excavation from Eastern Coalfields Limited, leasehold areas in West Bengal. The agency said the illegally mined coal was sold to factories and plants in Bakura, Bardhaman, Purulia and other districts of the state. The ED has stressed that the search operation conducted at the offices of IPAC in West Bengal was evidence-based and not targeted at any political establishment. On the ED search operation, Law and Justice Minister said ED and CBI are the investigation agencies of the country and they conduct operation based on the inputs.
ED or CBI, these are our country's agencies.
ED or CBI are investigative agencies of our country. They are not new agencies. Rather, they are old and well-established institutions that perform their duties. They take action only when they receive specific inputs. Any person holding a constitutional position should not use such language. This is not appropriate for democracy as well as for parliamentary system.
Addressing media in Kolkata, Mamata Banerjee alleged that the investigation was an attempt to seize confidential party documents ahead of elections. Meanwhile, state BJP has condemned the incident in which the chief minister allegedly seized documents and electronic devices from ED officials. India has begun implementing a $450 million assistance package to help Sri Lanka recover from Cyclone Dithwa, moving from emergency relief to reconstruction of damaged roads, railways, bridges and housing. Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha said on Thursday. The package was announced during a visit to Sri Lanka by Indian External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in December. Addressing the media, Mr. Jha said the package includes $350 million in concessional lines of credit and $100 million in grants targeting restoration of roads, railways and bridges, housing reconstruction, health and education facilities, agriculture support and disaster preparedness. Australia clinched Ashes series by winning the 5th test at the Sydney Cricket Ground. The bowling, batting and fielding performances feature highly on the all-time list for the Aussies in the Ashes, underscoring Australia's dominance in the 4-1 series win. The Australians bowled England out for 342 in the 5th day of the series finale and 160 for victory, finished 161 for 5 with Carey hitting the winning runs and Cameron Green unbeaten on 22. And that is the end of this news bulletin.